Hello, friends. Hello. Great to see all of you. Greetings to those on the webcast. Also, I would like to pass along greetings from Malawi, which is over there in Southeast Africa. If this is Africa, it's right there. So greetings from them. We're very glad to be here. People always say, well, what's one of the biggest challenges? And I say, the language. There's just no comparison. I, most of the time, have no idea what people are saying to me. And you know, there's so many words and so many phrases which are often misused or misquoted or misunderstood. And sometimes using the wrong word can completely change the intended meaning of a sentence. For example, if we are headed to the Swiss Alps tomorrow for a ski vacation, and today you break your leg, you might say, boy, that's ironic. And if you said that, you would be wrong. That is a coincidence. But if you traveled all the way to the Swiss Alps to go skiing, but there was more snow in Ohio, that would be ironic. Another common word mix-up is sympathy and empathy. Now, sympathy is feeling compassion or feeling pity for another person's hardships or their sorrows. But empathy is different. Empathy means putting yourself in someone else's shoes, figuratively speaking. And there's an old saying, and it goes, don't judge a man until you've walked a mile in his shoes. But is this a biblical concept? Understanding empathy is critical to understanding people. And so today we're going to look at one way to better develop a culture of empathy. Empathy is awareness of the feelings and the emotions of other people. Empathy is how we as individuals understand what other people are experiencing as if we are experiencing it ourselves. Empathy goes far beyond sympathy, which could be considered feeling for someone, and empathy instead is feeling with a person through the use of imagination. And one thing that I've noticed being in God's church my whole life and going to all of these different foreign countries is that God picks a lot of different people. People are really different from place to place. And sometimes I see or I hear the way someone says or does something, and I think that is not the way I would do that. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 19. In verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 9, Paul said, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. To the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law towards God," Paul says, "but under law towards Christ, that I might win those who are without law." And Paul finishes up this thought by saying, "To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." And so Paul recognized this fact too. He recognized, boy, God calls a lot of different people. And he said, you know what? That's okay. I'm going to do whatever I can to assimilate myself to those types of people. Of course, within the constructs of God's law. But he said, I'm going to do whatever I can. And he summed up this idea when he said to the Galatians, bear one another's burdens. So this was just an admirable quality, I think. I always wanted to say that word in a message, admirable. But empathy is basically the ability to understand other people's emotions. And on a deeper level, empathy is about understanding and reacting to the concerns and needs that prompt people's emotional responses and reactions. Empathy is about understanding and reacting to the concerns and needs that prompt people's emotional responses and reactions. And empathy is actually a skill which can be developed over time. And with sympathy, you might feel sorry for somebody, but with empathy, you can feel sorry with someone. And so this concept of empathy, it's a common theme throughout the Bible, and we can look over in 1 Peter chapter 3. And in verse 8, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, Peter said, "Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous." So how do we be of one mind? In the letter to the Romans, to the Galatians, to the Corinthians, Paul over and over admonished the brethren. He said, be of one mind. But how do we do this? Well, empathy is all about unity. And how can we be united unless we are all of the same mind? Well, how can we be united and empathize with one another if we don't talk about God's way of life and interact? Well, we can't. All the different people God has called to be in his church, we're not the same. We're all so very different. But we are all in the same body, and that's how we can empathize with one another. We may not be all the same physically, but everybody in here has similar emotional experiences, right? We've all experienced things like loss or tragedy or physical pain or trials or temptations or fear. And a big part of the millennium is going to be about building relationships. A big part of the millennium will be about helping people to emotionally recover from a lot of the pain and the suffering that took place during the Great Tribulation and leading up to the return of Christ. This life right now, this is our training ground. Are we training with our brethren? Because we should be. The people that we will serve alongside during the millennium are the ones that are sitting here today. Now, it's easy to point out the faults of other people. Very easy. I could point out a lot of faults of all the people I know. But it's not always easy to say, hey, I understand why you're having trouble with your marriage, because I went through some of those same difficulties with my spouse. It's not always easy to say things like, hey, I can empathize with you about the difficulties you're dealing with your job, because I got fired when I tried to take the feast off last year. Or, hey, we've dealt with cancer in our family. I can help you deal with that. I know what we had to do to deal with that struggle. And so none of us are alone. If you're going through a tough time, well, the chances are pretty good that someone else has experienced that. And if we're going through a stretch of blessings, on the other hand, we definitely need to share those with our brethren, because it's all about bringing honor and bringing glory to God. And one thing I like to remember when I think of all this, I think of our elder brother, Jesus Christ, and he didn't come to earth just to have a vacation. He came to earth because he wanted to live as we lived, and he wanted to be able to empathize and say, Father, I know what it feels like to be in pain. I know what it feels like to lose a loved one. I can empathize with my brothers and sisters. And so now we have Jesus Christ as our empathetic high priest who has walked a mile in our shoes. And so being sympathetic is a feeling of compassion without really relating to the other person. But being empathetic requires effort. Being empathetic takes this concept just a little bit further. And we need to mentally put ourselves in another person's shoes to better understand them. We need to come to church and be willing to share things that we're going through with one another. Because we're in the United Church of God. And we can be united by sharing experiences with one another. And empathy is the key to unity. In the words of Alfred Adler, empathy is seeing with the eyes of another, listening with the ears of another, and feeling with the heart of another.